It's time for Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer.
Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Reverend Kennedy, are you there? Reverend Kennedy, are you there? Father, we thank you for the prayer line. We thank you for the Holy Ghost, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, to move over this prayer line tonight. Father, we thank you for the Spirit of the Lord. Stop the activity of Satan tonight. Satan, the Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. We thank you for the Spirit of God to move supernaturally, God, that the Spirit of God minister to the need of the hearers tonight. And we give you praise that you will be lifted up tonight, Father, because you are the one that draws. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to the prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. The Tuesday night number is 858-357-9137, and that begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688. And that begins at 8 p.m., also Pacific Standard Time. Every second and fourth Sunday, you can also listen live at 2:15 p.m. on the Wednesday night number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to fghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, fullgospelhouse.org. If the Tuesday night number has any interference, please call the Wednesday night number as a backup. Full Gospel House of Prayer Second Extension also meets every second and fourth Sunday at 1:30 p.m. at Bethany Church. The address is 3291 Giannini Road, that's in Atwater, California, 95301. The next dates for service are this upcoming Sunday, May 12th, which is Mother's Day, May 26th, and June 9th. Also, for Mother's Day, we have a special meal that will be provided by our brother Jerome Gray of Modesto, California. It's now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less. And please remember to mute your phones when you're not speaking. Also, we need you to look at your phone now and see if it needs to be muted because we hear some interference on the line. Thank you so much, and God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
I'm being blessed at work. I'm being blessed at work with more hours, and finances are coming in. Thank God.
This Brother Ray?
Yes, it is, Pastor.
Praise the Lord. God heard that prayer. Praise God, brother. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, this is just a penny. My kids and I, we and a neighbor, we went out over the weekend and fed 200 people. So I thank God they had a wonderful bag full of food and personal hygiene items. I thank God for it.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the people that had a need, that the Spirit of God allowed Sister Penny and her family and her neighbors to go out and to be a blessing to 200 people. Thank you, Sister Penny. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimony, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for this Word tonight, that the Spirit of God move and anoint this Word. Because, Father, we're in an hour that the spirit of mercy is lifting up off the earth because people are no longer being compassionate. But, God, this is the word to encourage people, men and women of God, that's full of mercy tonight, because we know the power of mercy through the Holy Ghost. It stops satanic forces. It frees the oppressed. It strengthens the helpless. God, we thank you that this word would encourage your people tonight, those that move in mercy, that they're going to see the benefit they receive from God by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Please turn to Matthew, the 5th chapter, the 7th verse. There's still someone, phone is not muted. I hear a lot of distraction in the back. Please mute your phone. Matthew 5, verse 7, Hebrew 4, and verse 16, please. You get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is a word of encouragement for you that moves in mercy, because the spirit of mercy stops satanic forces that comes against you. It frees the oppressed and it strengthens the helpless. So this is a word of encouragement tonight for the men and women of God that moves in mercy. You're going to see what the word of God says about mercy tonight. And we're going to pray the prayer of faith, that the Spirit of God will overtake your life, because everyone that need mercy in this hour is something that we're going to need in the earth continuously, is the mercy of God. And this to encourage you, because there's so many people that are no longer moving in compassion. They are no longer having tolerance. They are no longer having grace or sympathy over the need of people. But there are those special people that move in mercy. Mercy is over them. And the Spirit of God wants you to be encouraged tonight to see what the Word of God says for you tonight. Matthew 5 and 7, please.
Just a reminder, if you are listening to through your car or your vehicle, you also still need to mute your phone. Thank you. Matthew 5 and 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
This is for the one that gives mercy. He said that this word said, because you give mercy, God going to show you mercy. Meaning that you're going to obtain mercy when you have need of mercy. This is for the men and women of God, people in general, that have a merciful heart, a tender heart, a heart of kindness, and a heart of compassion. You're warm-hearted. In this hour, whatever you have need of, you got to believe the word of God. This word said to obtain mercy from God, we must show mercy to others. When we give mercy, God will give us mercy. It's something that we need forever in the earth, as long as we're breathing, saints of God, is mercy. And we see the spirit of mercy operating through certain people all the time. It's like the spirit of mercy is over them, and they're sympathetic. It's not for their family and for themselves or for their close friends, but they have a spirit of mercy over them. They have a spirit of compassion over them. And this word is to encourage you tonight, because you don't see much of that anymore. But you and I know people that moves with the spirit of mercy. And when you move with the spirit of mercy, when a satanic force is coming against you, when you are being oppressed in any matter, when you need help, the Spirit of God say you will obtain, because you are a person that have been what? Considerate. You are a person that's been compassionate. And in this hour, people need to be encouraged who give mercy tonight, because the spirit of mercy is going to come back and you're going to receive
whatever you have need of at that time, it means that the Spirit of God gonna release mercy over your life tonight. So whatever you're going through tonight, and money can't buy it. See, money can't take care of everything. Money can't heal your body. It's the Spirit of mercy come in and heal your body. When you're going through a time when things are oppressing you, it's the Spirit of mercy from God that's release you from oppression. When you're in a time when doors are closed and you're in a helpless situation, and the Spirit of God comes in and he begins to release doors to you because of you giving mercy, the Word of God saying you shall obtain mercy tonight. I want the believers to be encouraged tonight. The people and men of God and the ones, they're just people that's not saved, have that Spirit upon them. Well, they are what? Sympathetic. They are compassionate. They are warm-hearted. And they move in places that a cold-hearted person don't do. That a cold-hearted person move by motivation of what they're going to receive. A cold-hearted person is not tolerant when someone is going through the fire. A cold-hearted person is not tender-hearted. A cold-hearted person is not considerate. That's a person that's merciless. Don't have mercy over the life. A cold-hearted person walk in unforgiveness. They begin to hold things, what you've done in the past. But a merciful person gonna walk in what? Forgiveness. They're gonna be tolerant. They're gonna move in grace. They're gonna move with forgiveness. They're gonna move with what? With a compassion spirit. They're going to move where they release you from the harm you caused them. They're going to release you. And they're going to give you another chance to get it right. That's a person of mercy. And we need that so in this hour, we in perilous time, we see people that's not merciful anymore. And it don't bother them. They have a cold heart. But we're going to see by the Word of God tonight how we're going to pray for the one that's not merciful. We're going to go before the throne room and ask the Spirit of God for his finger to go in and to circumcise their heart tonight and give them a heart of flesh. A heart of flesh is tender. A heart of flesh is compassionate. A heart of flesh have tolerance. A heart of flesh is tender. A heart of flesh is kind. A heart of flesh is considerate. And we need this as never before, because we're in times now where a pill don't help you. We're in times now where procedures don't help you if the mercy of God is not in it. We're in time now that people are taking medication that's causing them harm because of side effects. We need the mercy of God to go into homes in this hour where homes are falling apart. We need the mercy of God to open doors that people have been banging on and they can't get a door open. We need the mercy of God to heal relationships. We need the mercy of God to go in matters that concerns us that nobody can help us but God. And we're going to see by the Word of God tonight, Hebrews 4:16.
Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
This is for us tonight. You shall we attain mercy. And this is what the Word of God said. Let us approach God's throne boldly tonight, in confidence tonight. When you go before God in confidence, you go trusting God, believing God, expecting God, because you have so much faith. You go in a place where you're fearless. You're so sure and positive that the Spirit of God shall open and move in your situation. The Word of God says, let us approach God with a boldness, with a confidence tonight, where there is grace there. and receive mercy and find grace to help us when we need it. Everybody need mercy, thanks to God. And this is a night we're going to go boldly to the throne of grace, because you encounter people continuously out the church, in the church, with no mercy. It's just like they use you up, they throw you away. No mercy. No mercy. But this is a night we're going to pray for merciless people. And tonight, gates and doors are open for people that give mercy. It's what this word said. It's like the example in the scripture in the book of Luke, the 10th chapter, about the Good Samaritan. The man was wounded. He had been beaten. He was robbed and left for dead. The priest seen him and moved to the other side of the street. The Levite seen him and moved to the other side of the street. Didn't want to have nothing to do with it. This man was helpless. This man had been attacked and assaulted. But they didn't want to have anything to do with it. Left the man for dead. But the Good Samaritan had mercy. The Good Samaritan was unselfishly. The Good Samaritan was full of compassion and helped that stranger. This is the night that the spirit of mercy needs to come upon us as never before, because we all need it continuously. As long as you're breathing the breath of God, we need mercy. But we see it, we just see it so now as never before. And my heart was so broken today when a person called me from back east. And they're going through many situations. And they went to church, and the pastor told them, "I don't want you in my church anymore, and I don't want your money, because you're not consistent." The pastor threw the person out of church, not realizing the person don't have transportation, not realizing the person is on a fixed income, not digging to the depths of what the person is going through. The spirit of mercy needs to move as never before, saints of God. We need mercy as never before to reign over our lives, because you're going to need mercy. Your loved one's going to need mercy. Situation going to come into your life where you're helpless and you're going to need mercy. When the satanic forces are coming against you, you're going to need the spirit of God to overthrow demonic spirit through mercy. And that's why it's so important tonight, as we come together and pray tonight, because the spirit of mercy is lifting up out of the earth, because people are so involved with themselves. They're so caught up with their own situation, not realizing when you throw out a line of mercy, the word of God says you're going to obtain it, because you don't know when you're going to need mercy, saints of God. We don't know when we are going to need mercy. But when you throw out a mercy line, you're going to receive what you threw out. And we have not a clue when we're going to need to obtain that, to receive the grace and mercy of God. And this is a night that the Spirit of God wants us to intercede and pray for that person that don't have mercy, for that person that want to grab and run and want to obtain but don't want to give. Mercy. in order to gain saints of God, in order to be successful saints of God, in order to abide saints of God, and to get access to God, we must have mercy. In order for the Spirit of God to discharge his grace and mercy, we must, what? Give mercy tonight. So this is a prayer that we're going to go before the throne room, Hebrews 4:16. And we're going to pray because you already covered that give mercy. You're covered. The Word of God said when you give, you're going to receive. You're going to obtain. Why? Because you are a giver to mercy. So you're covered already. But we need to intercede for the cold-hearted, the uncircumcised, for the selfish, for those that just want for themselves, for those that won't forgive. When a person maybe have harmed you and did some things that was not good, but you still must have mercy, thanks to God. You must forgive. You must have mercy. You must release people. When you release someone, you're giving mercy. And I'm not saying it's easy, because the devil gonna play with your mind. I'm not saying that you can walk through and pick up tulips and roses and get a bouquet. No, this is real. When you've been harmed, when you've been hurt, when you've been abused and misused, the devil gonna play with your emotion, your heart, and your mind to hold that thing against that individual. But the Spirit of mercy, release people, saints of God. Spirit of God is not a dictator. Spirit of God is not a controlling spirit. Spirit of God said, whosoever will, let them come. When you release an individual that may have done some damage to your life, this is for real. We're not playing tonight. That's when the Spirit of God have to come into you and help you to release. He said, who call on his name shall be delivered. That means he comes in and deliver you from the hurt and from the pain. It doesn't mean you've forgotten it, but you're not held in bondage. You are released. Because when you have need of mercy, you're going to get it. So that means you may have been harmed. Things may have came against you that was not good. Then that person comes back into your life or come across your path. And their situation is really, really bad. It usually happens like that. That's when you're going to be tested on the ground of mercy, thanks to God. And you cannot hold people in unforgiveness. You must have mercy to receive mercy. It's not meaning that your brain is fried. No, it means you're releasing them. You're not holding them in bondage. Because you going to need mercy. And what you give, you receive. Meaning God have your back. He have you covered, saints of God. When you release individuals who have not been kind to you, you release them. And you show mercy. That means doors are open for you. That means the heart of God moves over your situation. That means you get a hold of God. You receive from God. The Spirit of God discharges those things that's been held up. The Spirit of success come over your life. Why? Because you got a hold of God. Why? Because the word of God says so. He said, the Lord preserve all them that love him. You're preserved when you give mercy. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. He gave his son to people who didn't deserve it. Mercy. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love towards us, as Ephesians 2 and 4. He loves us so much. He don't hold anything good from us, thanks to God. He gives us time and time and time. He's such a long-suffering God. He gives us time and time and more time to get it right because of mercy and because of grace. He's not like people. He gives us time. We miss up. We mess up. He gives us time and time and time because time is in control of the Holy Ghost. People don't have control of time. God wants you to know tonight he's given us opportunity. He's given us time to get it right. And I don't care who don't want you to receive tonight because God is in control of time because God created you and I. He gives us an opportunity to get it right in mercy. So this is a prayer that I believe the spirit, the love of God is in it, the tender mercy of God in it, because so many have been assaulted. So many have gone through difficulties and been mistreated. But because you release people tonight, the word of God said you shall obtain. The word of God said you shall succeed. But it's to pray for that person tonight that don't have mercy, the selfish person, that person that don't have a tender heart, the person that don't have tolerance, that person that's not kind tonight. We are to pray for that person tonight because God is in control of time. God is long-suffering. Design none perish, but all come to repentance. That's what his word says tonight. And we are intercessors, and that's what an intercessor does. It don't try to figure it out. It pray by the heart of God. The heart of God prays through you because the heart of God knows what we don't know because we don't know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit comes upon you, and the Spirit of God give you how to pray. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, tonight.
Yes,
it's the night of, okay. I'm here.
Yes, I do have a prayer request. I went out to give some stuff to some homeless people, and the lady who had a six-month-old baby, I gave her some stuff, and anyhow, she had, you know, fell apart and just was really crying really bad and said that she couldn't keep her daughter and could I take her daughter. And so real quick, I just said yes without really thinking it through. And so now I have this six-month-old baby. And so I really need the Spirit of God to speak to me if I, you know, should keep this child or you know, go through other means. So I want to hear from God.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight? Father, we go tonight. We come, as your word said, come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. And Father, we just thank you that your word explained it so simple, so clear. To obtain mercy from God, we must show mercy. We must show mercy. When we give mercy, God will be merciful to us. So, Father, those that move by the spirit of mercy this night, they are protected from the satanic forces of demons. They are free from oppression. The Spirit of God strengthen them where they are helpless. They are covered tonight because the Spirit of God is discharged over their lives. They're at the right place at the right time to help the right people, and they do it, Father Jesus. So, Father, they receive tonight, and they have access to God. And whenever there's a place of mercy that they have need of, what is out of their control, the word of God said, they shall receive tonight. So I thank you for the men and women that the Spirit of God have allowed their heart to be circumcised by his finger, who is tender-hearted, who is not selfish tonight, who have a spirit of tolerance over them, have a warm-hearted and kind and compassionate and considerate, oh, Father. Bless them, Father. I thank you that your word they shall obtain. They are winners already. They shall gain. And they will possess those things that God has stored up for them. They're going to acquire it, Father, because your word said it, and demons and devils can't stop it. And God, I thank you that the blessings of the Lord is upon them, that doors are open, needs are met. Any place, God, where they're in a helpless situation, because they have given, they're going to receive help tonight. And God, I thank you for it by faith in Jesus' name. And Father, we go tonight to the throne room. We come together in agreement for the merciless, for those, oh God, who have not received that understanding yet. And many, they don't care about it, Father, because the time of their lives appeared to look like things are in order, but they will need mercy, God. So, Father, humans can't do this. It's take the great hands of God to go in and circumcise their hearts tonight. The finger of God must go into that place where they're hard-hearted. The finger of God must go into that place and massage that heart tonight. The finger of God must get a hold of that heart tonight. The fingers of God must go into that place that no humans can go and release them tonight, that their heart will come into a place, oh God, where it's tender-hearted, where it's full of compassion tonight, that their lives, oh God, will go into a new place that they've never experienced before, unfamiliar to them, oh God. It's going to be like a shock to them when they begin to give, when they begin to be tolerant, when they begin to be kind and compassionate. We send the word of God tonight that the finger of God by faith will go in tonight and begin to do surgery on their heart, begin to pull back the foreskin of their hearts tonight, and that God, humans can't do that. Humans try in every effort they can, but humans can't make a heart tender. Humans can't make a heart, hallelujah, caring. Humans can't make a heart compassionate. Humans can't make a heart want to give. Humans can't make a heart tolerant. Humans can't make a heart full of sympathy. All in the hands of God. Father, I thank you tonight that your hands is moving into that stony heart and causing that stony heart to become a heart of flesh tonight. Hold back the hands of demons and devils, oh God, that's waiting to assault him tonight. We thank you for the mercy and grace of God, the long-suffering hand of God. Give them opportunity, God, to be merciful. You're a great God, a God of great opportunities. Desire none perish, oh Father. Father, I thank you for the Spirit of God to move in mercy tonight, that the spirit of repentance would move over their lives tonight and bring a video before them, oh God, on the thing they missed out on, Father, on the thing they could have done. Put a video in their minds that they can't turn off tonight, Jesus, because you desire to deliver tonight. Father, I thank you that this video is turned on tonight by the power of God in their mind, in the seat of their souls tonight in Jesus' name, that the Spirit of God move into those places, the rings of their heart that humans can't go. Many of them pray prayers. But God, tonight, your hand have to move. And we thank you tonight, Father, for the hands of God moving over the situation of hearts tonight. And lying hearts, God, to come into a place of healing tonight. That stony heart will become a heart of flesh tonight. Because you are performing surgery tonight that man can't interfere. Humans can't interfere. It's the hands of God that's moving tonight by faith. Because we all need mercy continuously as long as we're breathing God's breath. Father, I thank you for bending to the need of Penny concerning this child. Father, you know all things. And I thank you for supplying the need of this baby, God, that you move for this baby tonight, Father, who cannot defend herself, that the Spirit of God move on the behalf of this baby. Move on behalf of Penny tonight. And, Father, open doors. Move, oh God, that this child will be in a safe place, that needs are met for this baby. And God, we submit it to you and we trust you tonight. There's not going to be a yoke for Penny. For your word said, my yoke and my burden, they are not yoked up. It's easy. It's not a burden. Father, I thank you for the deliverance tonight for this baby because she's your child. And the Spirit of mercy is over this innocent child to have no control over her life. But we thank you for mercy and grace supplying the need of this baby tonight. And, Father, as we get off of this line tonight, we thank you tonight, Father, that needs are being met. Doors are being opened. The Spirit of mercy is moving rapidly in the earth for your people tonight in Jesus' name. That they're going to stand in a spirit of expectancy. They're going to stand in a place of faith tonight, sure and positive and certain, because they are merciful. They shall receive mercy. And, Father, it's your word. It's nothing we're making up. It's your word, Father. And we thank you for your word moving powerfully in the earth. And not returning void, but accomplishing everything it was sent out to do. We give you praise, and we give you thanksgiving for their deliverance tonight by faith in Jesus' name. Be encouraged, thanks to God. God love you with an everlasting love. For God so loved the world, he gave his son. That's mercy and that's grace. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio,
or call in 858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.